Hey, Amy G, and everybody here on Blog Talk. How are you? Can you hear me?
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And I'm sorry. I'm like a little bit late. I was out there working on the pool, you know, because we have a pool. I was like, oh my God, what time is it? It's been a crazy morning. But I know I'm excited
to hear you.
Yeah, you know, you've got your horse ranch out there. You're working on the horses. I'm working out on the pool. And then we've got kids and animals, and it's like Dr. Doolittle. So anyway, but you're creating a show here. It's called Living. Talk to us about your show. That's a better way of saying it. What do you want to do it on today?
Today, you know, I always enjoy talking to other friends, ladies, colleagues of yours or clients and whatnot. And something that just a touch base of what I was already thinking earlier in the week of, you know, we've just been talking on variations or different styles or bullet points of leaving a legacy in your life, you know, leaving a legacy of healing, leaving a legacy of living your life in truth, fun, time, raising kids, taking care of yourself. And you had made a comment about, you know, when you went rock climbing and the fears and stuff. And then this past week, just returning back from vacation with my kids and stuff, that, you know, stepping out of the box and doing things that you've never done before, meeting new people.
Right.
You know, traveling is one of that. You know, people, I'd love to do it, never did it, love to do it, still don't do it. I want to do it, I've always wanted to do it, still don't do it, you know. And so it was, I wanted to continue the challenge. Perhaps this is the legacy of the challenges that we face in everyday life and sharing that with one another of how do you conquer some of your challenges? How do you keep moving forward, or how do you let go and step out of the box and do something totally drastic and totally different and new, whether that's even meeting new people or dating new people for that matter.
Right.
So that's really been real heavy on my mind this week. And like I said, more so yesterday after talking on the show with you and the other ladies about just all the things that we used to do or breaking habits and those challenges. And that is a legacy within ourselves. I know one of the ladies yesterday was talking about, you know, she stopped smoking and her relationship with her daughters improved through the simple act of working out. And it was neat. I, as well, was this mom who works out with my daughter. And there's other moms that are doing that. And it just sparked me. It made me happy of, like, you know, that's another legacy of what we're leaving as women in the world to our daughters or our children, not necessarily just
right.
Daughters.
So I like it.
So it was, you know, a legacy of the of challenges and the fears to do something that we've never done or thought that we would never do, perhaps it's thinking, our old way of thinking, stepping out of your comfort
right.
zone. So how do we do that? That's what I wanted to share.
Okay.
And then if you do step out of your, yeah, but, and then the other part of that, the other side would just be
right?
Like, if you do step out and you think like, oh my God, that was a mistake. How do you overcome that or stay on track?
Right. Okay. So you're talking about a legacy of facing challenges, facing fears and working through them, right? You know, like,
yes.
For me,
yes.
I had a fear of heights. Okay, so jumping out of an airplane, rock climbing was one of the things that I did, you know, to help with that, right? And also facing a fear is, you know, being honest, right? I think this is leaving a legacy of truth too, you know. My guy, I go, listen, I don't like how this is going. And I don't need your butterfly talk because he's not like me. I'm very direct. And I said, so I'm going to tell you this. Is that leaving a legacy of truth right there? Is that, you know, physical things that you overcome, like flying on a plane, some people have a fear of that. Traveling, some people have a fear of that. I get that. But also something that's you know, that you face. Or I told my dad one time, I go, I don't believe in the devil. And he gets way too much credit for what we do. Devil made me do it, right? You know, and our religion, our belief system, our spirituality, you know, my dad and I are very similar. He's my dad, but we also differ on things, right? And so I'm not afraid to step up my game and tell him that. A little bit I am. Okay, well, I'm not lying, but I do, and I feel better because I'm like, okay, wow, that's truthful. You know, so what's your thoughts? I mean, that's some things I think you're thinking about what our friends and our family want us to do, right? Because that's what they did, and that's what their, you know, their great-grandmother, maybe, or, you know, being Baptist, right? I grew up Baptist, but that's not who I am. I prefer non-religion myself, but so, you know, and you've been bungee jumping. That had to be frightening the first time, or maybe you're a little
exactly.
scared, you know?
Exactly. And even just traveling, meeting new people, just even with my children, you know, going to different countries and seeing how, you know, there are parts in every country, even here in the States or in the U.S., you know, that people live below poverty level, you know, and it's awareness. But in those situations, there's challenges, you know.
Right.
There's also like that question, you know, is everyone just meant to be, you know, poor? Do they deserve to be poor or live? You know, there's always, you and I have talked about it, it's like the Broadway show, Wicked, you know, everybody has a backstory. And it's overcoming some of those challenges or how we relate, like when I mentioned earlier,
right?
Different, you know, people that we meet, and just because they come from another country and they're not from the United States or something, do we have the stigma that goes with it? You know, different,
right?
I mean, it is in our world, cultures, race. So that's, it was interesting when you talked about how you did your rock climbing and you conquered that challenge. For me, it was also getting back out after being single, embracing being a single mom with kids, that learning how to travel again, even at that. That's really what I'm embracing right now, is coming off of that, meeting people from a strange country, showing my kids that, embracing things that are fearful. I was in the Dominican Republic, and I got so many messages from people go, be careful, because of things that we hear in the news. But yet, it was,
right.
We were fine. We were safe, you know, so that's another point of what brought to my attention of, wow, we have sometimes there's just a lot of just fears in the world, just even people bring upon to us, you know, that they transfer onto us of, hey, be careful. I was already going. I was already there, not thinking twice about it. And you get, you know, inundated of just be careful. Oh, my God, it's not safe. And da-da-da-da-da of how that truly can mess with your mind. And so how do we overcome
right.
that? Just ignore it, you know, like what you said, you know, the devil gets a lot of credit
for what we do, right?
Or is it,
you know,
the choices that we make, you know?
Maybe. I don't know, Amy. What I do realize is that sometimes we have DNA from topics that are taboo with some and not taboo with others. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, right? And she mm-hmm. says, you know, this guy just moved in our neighborhood. And she said he got beat up. He's gay and he got beat up and he had to move out of his neighborhood. I was like, man, who does that,
wow.
right? I live in Fort Lauderdale. You live in Texas. They do that there. And so they do it here maybe, but not nearly as much,
wow.
I don't think, because it's more accepted, right? He had to move out of his neighborhood. That's sad. And I said to myself, okay, so there's a fear there. This guy's like one of those people that's living a legacy of your truth. He didn't back down. He didn't go he moved out and said, I'm going to live the life I'm meant to live because I want to live it, right? You know, I don't want to be fearful anymore. I want to rock climb and get over that fear of heights. You know, you said, okay, I want to go to a different country, meet new people, new cultures, and enjoy it. But, you know, living a legacy of truth is like being truthful when no one is looking, being truthful when everyone is looking. And that's, you know, when I think of certain people, I think of, wow, that person stands for truth. You know, my guy, he would never cheat on you. If 10 is cheating and 1 is not cheating, he would be a negative 0. right? I would be a one.
Right.
A bit better at that than I am. But we're both there. You know, I mean, I'm saying that the key's exceptional in that area. So I don't know. He lives a legacy of truth and facing his fears. You live a legacy of truth and facing your fears, but there's always something else we got to conquer. Because if we choose, it's a journey, not a destination. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, we could talk about sweet stuff like traveling and doing that and being not afraid of, being afraid of traveling. And that's wonderful, nice stuff. But also there's some things there that when we face those, man, we become the best version of ourselves. Don't you think?
Absolutely. And I feel like this week has been that challenge for me of really looking so much more, and I'm going to call it stepping out of the box, and really feel like the universe is making me look within of why did I think this way about a certain thing or a certain person or place or situation? Where did that thinking come from? Was I born with this thinking? Did I get educated into this thinking? Did I just go along with everybody in the crowd thinking? And those are challenges that I feel like as I want to become the better me every day, that I'm facing some of those things. And in not just one realm, in several realms of, you know, who I am as a single parent, who I am as a dating woman, who I am as a friend, who I am just to even myself of my own desires. And it's actually intriguing to me. I'm still learning. I can't even sit here and tell you I have the answer to what it is or where I'm going or where I'm ending up. But I can say I'm stepping out of my box, and there's this comfort feeling of knowing that it's comfortable and I'm comfortable with it.
Right. Okay.
And I'm I'm liking that feeling. And that's about all I can probably say as I'm traveling this journey, that that has been the conscious awareness for me. Is I'm enjoying the feeling, but I'm it's like, why have I not experienced this 5 years ago, 10 years ago in my life? What was my hold up? What was my hang up? Or perhaps it, you know, I hadn't come across the place, the person, the experience. So, you know, the life challenges that as we walk our journey and the things that the universe puts in our path, when? Or had this been in my path before, but I was so absorbed with myself or I was so consumed with my thoughts that that was just taboo? You know, you can't do that. There's no way you should be doing that. You can't be traveling. You can't be dating this person. You shouldn't be going out. You should, you know, all of our societal rules or our family rules.
Right. No, I so get you.
Does that make sense?
And,
does that, like, I'm wondering if, you know, it would be fun to really have some interaction on this show because it is. It's just, like, just tons of feedback because I know I'm not the only one going through this.
I agree with you on that, too, as well. But, you know, being truthful and, like, saying, okay, this is a family situation that doesn't work for me anymore, right? You know, I'm going to give you this. This is something. I was in first grade, right? And I grew up in North Carolina and very, very southern and everything. So I wanted to have a friend over, and her name was Treva. And she was a black little girl. And my father and my mom, you know, said, okay, have Treva over. And so I had Treva over. And my parents were never, we lived in a place, but I was very sheltered in one sense of not buying into something, you know what I mean? And so I had Treva over. She spent the weekend. My mom picked us up. And it was about 6 or 7 months later, my aunt asked me, how did you let her borrow your brush? I go, I handed it to her. You know how kids talk, right? But she had a hard time with that, you know. But my parents, that was part of my family. But my parents, I said, I'm going to Treva's house this weekend. I'm going to be out back. If you have a hard time finding me, just go out back. Now, you got to understand, I was the only Caucasian there, right? I didn't realize that. So my mom, we talked about it years later. She goes, yeah, you're telling me you'd have a hard time finding me. All I have to do is go outside. because everybody was very dark hair, you know, and everything. And I was this long, straight blonde hair. Mom goes, I found you right away. And I go, Mom, thank you for doing that. She goes, yeah. She goes, who cares? And, you know, my parents raised me like that. But my aunts and uncles on that same side of the family was very taboo. I never realized it, right? Do you understand? I never did until much later, you know. So
right.
My parents, when they divorced, they dated black, you know, and everything. They dated everybody. So
different
that
cultures,
was something that,
right.
Yeah. They both loved them. And I, so I always knew that I was Caucasian or white, or they were, or my
orange,
sister
purple,
is,
blue.
Yeah, something like that. My sister is half Japanese and half Caucasian. So it just was like all of that stuff, you know. And but yeah, so I'm grateful for that. But my family, other parts of my family, not so much, you know. So do you feel like you live better? Do they have if you have a bigger perspective like that? What do you think? I do. You know, so
I do.
What's your thoughts?
I do, and that's where I feel like here I am in my mid-40s and I'm getting a new perspective or a new being able to look from a different set of glasses, perhaps is the best way to say it. And it's a neat feeling. So I'm just sort of kind of embracing. And yet, you know, I'm not sitting here having to, you know, write the book and this is, you know, put it in stone. It's part of this journey of the things that we leave behind or the things that we experience is also not just for others in our life, or rather be friends, like we've talked about, people that cross our path. Are they picking up something from us, or is there something that we're to help them with? And then they keep going and we keep going, and not everybody stays and not everybody you walk with, and let alone as a parent, that our children and what we transfer onto our children and their thoughts and their beliefs about the world in its entirety, you know. Traveling to the Dominican, traveling to Grand Turk, completely different cultures from where I live here in Texas, and let alone Dallas,
right.
Fort Worth, Texas. It's neat now that I am home and hearing just random comments from the kids of just how wonderful the people were and how nice they were. And it's through traveling that they're experiencing this. And I know sometimes not everybody can travel. I get that. But it's also like we travel every day when we get out of our house and we go to one city or we go into this store versus this other store. It really is a form of traveling and opening up your eyes to the people around us and why we have the views that we have or you know, the misconceptions about, like I said, one store or one situation or people or, you know, a group of people. So that has been my big thing this week of just challenging and then facing fears of, you know what, I've always wanted to do that or I wanted to go there, and now there's a group of people that go there. You know, there's a group of people that go rock climbing or a group of people that go bungee jumping or zip lining or, you know, because you have heights and you finally come across this group of people that are just wonderful and nice. And or even for me, I've gotten back to working out. We were talking about that and going to the gym. And, it's a whole different crowd than when I'm not working out. I mean, you got people who are working out versus people who are just going to the donut shop, you know?
Yeah, right. I agree with you. And, you know, running for me was
sometimes
a big
I want to go to the donut shop.
Well, sometimes I want to do both, right? So I was thinking about that last
right,
night.
Right, exactly.
And by the way, I had something a little sweet, and it was great. And, you know, I swam this morning getting ready to go run. But it was a real challenge for me at one time to run. I was so afraid. I don't know why. And to run a half marathon and, you know, the 5Ks. But love running. And one of the things that I think that my dad and mom always taught me, Tree, your mind needs to be like a parachute. I go, why, Dad? I must have been in third grade. He goes, always keep it open. And so some of the stuff that people struggle with never did. You know, is this right or wrong? What my mom and dad say, except about certain things that, you know, like my dad was very strong, and so was my mom, and our belief systems about spirituality. Not as much now, but anyway. But you just got to always keep your mind open, I think, and face your fears, you know. Have you ever had a fear about calling somebody that you got to deal with a situation with them? That's hard, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, I've dealt with that in business of how many times you got to call or how many times you've had to call someone and say, hey, I thought we were going to – I mean, I used to deal with a lot of installation early on, and
God, those used to be the dreaded phone calls when you make an appointment and then there's a part missing or something didn't come in or an installer didn't show up and your crew down and you have to reschedule. And, oh, God, I remember those phone calls.
Right.
You always had to remember the one customer that you could probably call to switch. So the one customer that you were so afraid of that they're like, I'm not calling that customer. We got to get them done today. They are just going to be a volcano, you know?
Right. Yeah, they're going to eat me for lunch, right? Yeah, not
right.
You know,
and so then
one,
you want to look for the other one that was always nice, and you could call them and say, hey, can we reschedule? And they're like, sure, not a problem. And it's wonderful to have people like that in the world that are, you know, understanding or forgiving or flexible. And, you know, because sometimes there are people in the world that just aren't, you know, you said 8 o'clock, by God, it's 8 o'clock, and there's no budging, and don't call to change it or move it or anything. And that
right,
has to be
yeah.
a hard life, too.
You're right about that. That is so true. And so, you know, I've had situations, I don't know, I'm being honest and being truthful in a legacy. Like you look at something and you don't want to say something to, for me, I date guys and I'm with somebody, hopefully forever. That's what I feel, forever until whatever, till the cows come home.
Right.
But, to tell him, but I've had to end a relationship with a guy, and I will delay it because I'm too afraid to hurt his feelings. And then I look at myself, am I really afraid to hurt his feelings? Or am I really afraid just to deal with his reaction? That's what I think it is. Okay,
That's true. I never really thought about it literally in that aspect. I used to say, I'm like, I don't want to be the villain, or I don't want to be, you know, it's like you're either going to be the victim or the villain in a lot of situations, you know? And nobody ever wants to be the villain. But even more so now that I've gotten older, I'm like, well, I don't like being the victim either. You know, so it doesn't mean I want to be the villain all the time.
Right.
That's
so
true. I like how you said that.
Yeah, that's it too as well. So, and also too, I was telling a friend of mine, she's actually a client too. She and I went to high school or college together. But she said, I said, you know what? You're afraid to be by yourself. And I said, and he is a maniac. He really is. And I said, but you're hurting you. I said, he has become a bad habit. She goes, yeah, he's an addiction. And so I'm trying to end it with him the way I can. I said, I hope you do. Because the change that you want him to be, you want to see in yourself first. And he's not changing, I promise. So we're afraid to be by ourselves. We're afraid not to have those calls or whatever it is that we have those nights together. Maybe it's just sex. I don't know. But be truthful, man, because that person that you're doing not truth to is, you know, if you want him to be or her to be more truthful, then you got to be the change you want to see in that person. And that's so hard at times, and I get it, you know. And then you get so mad at him because the guy or the girl, but you can't do that. We can, but what are you mad at? Is it something inside of you that no, they may be right, the wrong one for you, and you're afraid to go get the right one because you're addicted to that situation? And that's a harsh way to look at it, but it's true. I've been that way myself years ago.
That has probably been the greatest gift that I have learned through my journey, Tari, and I know I've said it times before, even on the show, of something that I've learned working with you for all these years is the gift of when I start to feel something, for me to stop and basically ask myself, where is it coming from? Is it, you know, is it, what is this? Is it really from this act? Is it from this person, from this situation? And when I can sit here and go, okay, it has nothing to do with that person. It's how I'm feeling inside or whatnot. Then that's when I can really honestly, genuinely look back in within.
Right.
And get to, let's just, if, I mean, we're being real, to get to the truth of why I was feeling the way I was feeling.
It's hard.
You know,
I've been there.
And then be able to really
hard.
Look at that and go, okay, this is, I'm still hurting from 5 years ago that, you know, I was affected by a situation, or maybe it was a relationship or whatever it was, or, you know, maybe I did travel and something happened. I mean, you know, there's accidents, unfortunate, that happen just along our travels, even driving every day on the road. You know, it's not necessarily getting on a plane or a train or traveling to a different country, you know.
Right.
So that's, I would say that's been a big gift that I can stop and go, okay, where is this coming from? Stop. Where is this coming from? And, or why am I not wanting to move forward? You know, rather it's you realize you're in a toxic relationship or a toxic job or your household is just mayhem and you have to stop and go, what is really going on? And identify your role in that is hard. And I'm a work in progress still in that right now.
Yeah, no, I'm so there with you. I really am. But I tell you something, being truthful with yourself first, that's the most important. And then that's who you are, okay? And then people are going to see that about you. It doesn't really matter who sees that. Most of all, you feel good about yourself going to bed. And that's a challenge because, you know, we want our kids to be truthful, you know, and if we do that, they will be what we are, not what we say to do. They'll just do what we do. It's the way it is, right? If you make your bed every morning, your child would too as well, right? So anyway, I know that to be a fact. I know that from experience, right? So anyway, So that's a great topic, Amy G, about a legacy of truth, you know, so... how's your, in this respect, of facing your fears, of conquering them, right? And that doesn't mean only physical fears, right? It means every kind of fear, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where it was a legacy of challenges, you know? And I think in the scheme, because I know we're going to be wrapping up, is right now, even now after we hang up and go into the weekend, is facing what are my challenges? What are some things I want to do in life? You know, I jumped off a bungee bridge. Okay, well, just because I did that, I'm not going to stop. What are some other things that I have maybe looked at, saw in a magazine, saw in a movie, and been like, man, that'd be so cool to do, but I've just never really gave thought to pursue it or look into doing it.
Right, exactly.
You know?
So that's
or like you
cool.
said,
I like
dating,
it.
You know, rather Hispanic, Latin, I mean, from Latin America to South America to Australia to New Zealand to Europe to, you know, South Africa, Africa. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it so much. And, you know, I hear a lot of people struggle with that. It's not that I have tons of other struggles, and I know that. But one things that my folks always taught me is never to date to get a relationship. You date to meet somebody and learn. And the relationship will happen as it's supposed to happen or should happen or whatever. It happens organically. And always keep your mind open. So colors, cultures, is never an issue. It just wasn't ever. Because my parents were like that when they divorced. They dated different cultures and learned a lot. My mom and dad both traveled, you know, so. And I did.
And taking that same concept as a single person or even a person in a relationship of what are those challenges and where they come from and why are we roadblocked or – well, you know, to get out there and live, you know, just even, I've been blessed with even some wonderful comments. I just posted some pictures from our trip. You know, everyone, y'all know, I like taking pictures and scrapbooking and whatnot, and had some sweet messages of, you know, man, you're definitely on the adventure or living life and, you know, you have a blessed life. And it has, it's been here. I feel very blessed and fortunate, but I also know I've done a lot of work with a lot of help, including you, to get where I'm at. Am I done? Oh my God, not even close. I wouldn't even say I'm 30% close to being done of all the lessons I know I need to learn.
Yeah, there you go.
And
so,
yet I'm learning how to embrace the other 70%. And I know there's going to be some hard times and some tribulations. And that's where this right now is legacy of the challenges of where's my mindset and where is my heart and soul and what are some things that would be challenges for me and how do I pursue them or go for them and how am I going to go about conquering them? So
yeah,
that's
I like
what I wanted
it.
To share today. Of even though there's challenges,
that's a beautiful...
I think there can be some excitement in pursuing those challenges or overcoming the challenges, wherever they may be.
Yeah, no, I get it. Anyway, so we got to close the show up. You guys, anyway, follow us on our podcast on too, because we are on iTunes. Make a comment, okay, what you like, what you don't like, all right? Because I did not realize that. Man, I've been doing the show on this one for a few years, and on and off. And I've been on BBS and other shows. But I would like to know what you guys like about our shows, and make a comment on the podcast section of iTunes. Anyway, I'm going to close the show, and so, yeah, so do that. So, Amy, what do you...
Everyone have a fabulous weekend. Get up and take a shower.
And go eat your vegetables. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Yes.